Desert Island Discs.
Jim, do you remember how old you were when you first took an interest in cricket?
Well, I've taken an interest in cricket ever since I can remember, almost since I could walk. I think I've had either a ball or a bat in my hand.
Yeah.
And it's just been a very, very important part of my life. I played as a small boy in playing fields. I played at school. In fact, I played at school in the morning and played in Bradford League, that is professional league cricket, on Saturday afternoon.
You were professional while you were at school?
Oh, no. I was an amateur, of course, when I was at school, but each of the teams had roughly about four or five professional players.
Yes.
Which, of course, gave me a very good ground in the game of cricket.
Mm-hmm. Did you become a professional as soon as you left school?
Oh, no. I left school at about 17, 17 and a half, and spent approximately 2 years in a bank.
Yeah. What went wrong with that?
Well, the war, principally. Yeah. The war came along in 39, and I joined the army and went abroad.
Mm-hmm. To where?
I went to Middle East, and I spent approximately 4.5 years out there.
Did you get any chance for cricket there between your duties?
Well, the first couple of years we got very little cricket. There was rather a lot to do apart from playing cricket.
Right.
But latterly, in the last two and a half years I was there, when the war front had moved away from Egypt up to Italy and Europe, of course, then we had much more leisure time. And I suppose I play cricket often five times a week.
And what happened after you were demobilised, Jim? Did you go back to banking?
No, I didn't, actually. I spent a short while in London before I was demobilised, and during that time played some club cricket in London.
Yes.
Whilst I played this club cricket, I was spotted, I suppose, and asked to go to Kennington Oval and play in a trial match. This I did, and almost immediately after the match, they asked me to become a professional cricketer.
So there was a Yorkshireman in the Surrey team.
Yes, no trouble at all.
When did you play your first game for England?
Well, I joined Surrey at the end of 46. I played an odd match. I got into the Candy side in 47, and the same year I was lucky enough to go to the West Indies and played in the first Test match out there.
Yes, I seem to remember in one of those innings in the West Indies, Laker 6 for 25, wasn't that right?
Yes, that's right. Actually, it was 1 for 80 overnight and 6 for 25 the next morning. It was a drop of rain.
Jim, we hear a lot these days about the strain on bowlers cracking up, especially fast bowlers, before the end of the season. What are your views on that? Is it a terrific strain?
Yes, it is, of course, particularly for a fast bowler. If you imagine that a bowler's got to pound his heart out for 6 and often 7 days a week for 4 months, then by July and August comes, he's going to be pretty tired, and if he's overexerted himself when he was a little tired earlier on, then he's going to pull a muscle or get a strain.
Yes.
I think it's a very arduous program indeed for a fast bowler.
Mm-hmm. Of course, nowadays, cricket is more or less with charity matches on Sunday and so forth. It's really 7 days a week. Does that raise the point, is there perhaps a bit too much cricket?
Yes, I think there is too much. Not so much the charity matches, which really are not hard work, but the candy program itself. It's a very difficult question, actually, and although it's easy to condemn it, until there's a better alternative suggested, then what are we going to do?
Yes, quite. Well, you showed me your right forefinger, which the joint is about twice the size of your left forefinger. That shows, really, what the strain spinning the ball must be.
Yes, I suppose.
On your hand,
yes,
yes,
that can be called an occupational disease, I suppose. It's purely a strain on that joint. It's the forefinger which imparts a spin, and bowling every day for nearly 10 years now, then of course the joint becomes enlarged and you get a little arthritis in there, and in fact at times it gets quite painful.
I have to watch that. You've had about 10 years now as a professional cricketer, Jim. Have you noticed any changes in that time? I mean, is the standard, in your opinion, getting higher, or is it dropping at all?
I should say that quite definitely the standard is much higher now than it was soon after the war. I notice it particularly as a bowler. It's much harder to get wickets now than it was then. And I think looking at the England sides just after the war and looking at them over the last two or three years, it is proof enough, I believe, that the standard of English cricket has improved tremendously.
Mm.
Nowadays, for instance, we've got half a dozen fast bowlers to pick from. After the war, we hadn't got one.